Let us pray. God of all power, you called from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Send us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the 1 Peter, the second chapter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Do you ever remember your dreams? Sometimes I remember the whole dream in great detail, and other times it's just, you know, like a feeling or just a single image when I awake. Well, I'd like you to think of this dream. No snoring when you're going into this sleep pattern or dream pattern, but play along here. This is a dream that you're having. You imagine yourself standing in front of your house or your apartment. And you look in through the picture window and you see inside your house that there's a party going on. And you look in and you notice that the people at this party are your family and your best friends, people from all different stages and places in your life. And they're having a great time. And you think, I should be at this party. So you walk up to the front door only to find that there is no front door. There's no door. So you step back and look and think, well, I'll go around to the side. So you start walking around to the side of your house. And you're walking and walking and walking, and it seems to take a very long time, like blocks and blocks of time. And you get to the side and there is no door. There's no side door. And you realize that you're wearing shorts and sandals and a t-shirt and the sun has gone down and it's chilly. And you're wishing that there was the door available for you to get in. So you go around to the back and you can see in the window, the kitchen window, and there's people in there, your friends, preparing food, and they're laughing and talking. The music is on. In fact, they're laughing and talking and listening to the music, and they can't hear your shout. They can't hear you hollering for them to let you in some way, because there's no back door either. So you continue around the other side, and your desire to get into this house is stronger and stronger as you realize yourself being more cold, all alone. It's dark. You're lonely, hungry, cold, and there is no side door. By now, you come around to the front, and you're back in the front. You look through that big picture window. You see your friends and family having a grand party. And you wish you could be a part of it. And just when you're thinking those thoughts, the door appears and opens wide. And you walk up those three steps and enter into your own house. And everyone says, "Hey, where have you been? This is your party. We're glad you're here. Welcome. Be a part of us." Your desires have been fulfilled. Jesus says, "I am the gate. I am the door. I am the way to my Father's house. I am the entry to abundant life, to the best party ever, to the feast. Come on in. I am the gate." When Jesus was talking in the first century, most of the people listening would have had first-hand experience with those sheep, shepherds, sheepfolds, gates that Jesus was talking about. In those times, and even to today, the shepherds have their flocks out on the pastures, in the fields, in the daytime, and then at night, they gather them all together. And they bring them into a sheepfold, an enclosure that has been made of the stones from the field, usually about 4 or 5 feet high. And on the top of this circle of stones, this wall of stones, the shepherd has placed brambles or prickly branches of some sort. Not quite as effective as the razor wire that we use around here, but it was effective in keeping the wolves and mountain lions from coming over the wall and attacking the sheep that are within the enclosure. This ring of stone, the stone wall, had a small opening. The opening is probably 2 feet wide and just wide enough for a sheep to get through, single file, a small opening. And what do you suppose they used for a door, a gate there? They could have had a carpenter provide some kind of a wooden gate, but they didn't do that. The shepherd himself would go into that small enclosure and sit down with their feet on one side and their back on the other side and spend the night sitting in the doorway, being the gate, staff in hand to ward off any animals that might come into the sheepfold, into that flock. The shepherd is the gate. Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. I am the door to my Father's house, the door to safety, the door to abundant life. I'm the door to the banquet, to the green pastures, the door to life itself." Jesus said, "I am the gate." How many doors or gates have you already gone through today? Start thinking of the different gates and doorways that you have passed through already today. Now, there's lots of different kinds of gates. Some gates keep people out, like the gate and fence around a military base, keep people out. Some gates are to keep people in, like the gates around the prison yard. Some gates are very welcoming, like an arch gateway that goes from to the back of an old home to go back into a beautiful garden, a beautiful gate. And some gates are very formidable, like when you go to visit someone in jail, you go through the first door and they lock it behind you, and then you're inside this other gate. And then they open that gate, and they lock that behind you. Some gates are rather frightening, in fact. A lot of how we look at gates depends on our perspective, on which side of the gate that you're on. If you live in a gated community, well, we like that protection that first front gate offers to us. But if you're in jail, that gate is a limit to your freedom. There are gates at the entrance to Petco Park and to SeaWorld. And if you want to enter in, you have to pay the price. And you might say, "Whoa, that's pretty steep. You know, it's pretty expensive to get through this gate." But if you want to see that entertainment or participate in that activity, you pay the price and enter through that gate. If you want to go bad enough, you'll pay the price. There's a gate at the foot of the stairs that goes up to my office. That gate says to the preschool children who play in that courtyard, don't come up. It's a protection for them, a protection from falling. To me, that gate's just a nuisance. I have to open it, step in, close the gate behind me. And I do that more than once a day, up and down those stairs, opening and closing that gate. It's a nuisance to me. For Jeremy, that gate is neither protection nor a nuisance. He just steps right over it. He doesn't even know the gate's there. His long legs allow him to ignore that gate. Gates are, depending on your perspective, some gates are to keep you out, some are to keep others out, to keep you in. Some gates are welcoming. Some gates are almost fearsome. Jesus said, I am the gate. I am the door. I am the way to the Father's house. I am the gate to abundant life. Well, how do you see Jesus? Welcoming? Fearsome? Closing in? Bringing, keeping out, demanding. Jesus is the gate, the living door, protecting. Jesus, the living gate, the living door, who invites us to come in. Jesus says, come in, enter my sheepfold. Be a part of this flock. Be a part of this community, this fellowship, and this protection that is offered. Jesus wants to protect us from the thieves and the bandits of life that could assail us, that could attack us outside of this gate that is Jesus himself. And we know there is evil in the world. There is evil that would assail us. There's a Native American story. A young child goes to his grandfather with questions about the discord and conflict and turmoil in the world. And the grandfather thinks for a minute and then says to the child, my child, there are two dogs battling in my heart. One dog is full of rage and anger and violence. The other dog is full of love and forgiveness and peace. The little boy thought, looked at his grandfather, and he said, grandfather, which dog will win the battle in your heart? The dog filled with anger, or the dog filled with love? And the grandfather looked at that grandson of his and said, the one I feed will win. Our world is full of conflict. You read it in the newspaper, you hear it on the news, you feel it on our city streets. You may even feel it in your own neighborhood. Maybe you feel it in your own home, that conflict and tension. This Native American story is right. Too many of us feed the dog of anger and violence, that dog of hatred and conflict that's within us. Jesus knew this. Jesus knew that even today, there are bandits and thieves ready to smash and to scatter that flock. And very often, that conflict and evil, those bandits and thieves, are within our own hearts. But Jesus invites us to open our hearts, to hear his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, that voice of love and forgiveness and peace. Jesus invites us to hear that voice and to enter the gate that leads to the sheepfold, where there is protection from the outside bandits and thieves, protection from the evils of the world, the protection from getting lost or abandoned, the protection from swaying away. I asked Doris if we could sing the Whippenpoof song this morning, but she is not in favor of the Trinity drinking songs as part of our hymn. So she said no, but I think we're poor little lambs who have lost our way. There's something about that chorus that has a good truth. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. It's too easy to lose direction. We forget who and whose we are. It's too easy to go astray like sheep. It's too easy to feed the dog of anger and hatred, to feed the dog of violence and resentment. Martin Luther often talked about that saint and sinner that we are, one at the same time, both at the same time, saint and sinner. We have within us the dog of anger and hatred and violence and the dog of love and forgiveness. But whom do we feed? Which dog gets our attention? Do we hear and respond to Jesus' invitation? Jesus said, I am the gate. I am the door. I am the way to my Father's house. I am the gate to that abundant life, to the feast, to the banquet. I am the gate. And here we are, ready for this Easter banquet, ready to share the Lord's banquet, the Lord's abundance, ready to feed ourselves with the very life of Jesus, food for our journey, nourishment for that journey ahead. Yes, we do have thieves and bandits in the world, but we are listening. We have tuned our ears to hear the voice of the shepherd, the voice that proclaims peace and forgiveness and love. We are entering through that gate that is Jesus himself. Think about all those gates and doors. Think about how Jesus wants you to come in, to be safe, to be fed, to be nourished, and then to feed others in his name. Jesus says, I am the gate. Come in. Amen.